Welcome to the Washington Page. I'm Sally Hart, on the one to count on for today's news and local information, KCII. On today's program, I'm talking with Paws and More director Amber Talbot about the shelter's experience with panleukopenia and some discounted adoption fees.
We have a lot of cats that are adults that have been sitting in our shelter for too long, and we would love to get them homes before the holidays. And we've also had an issue with feline panleukopenia that hit our shelter, and so we've had a lot of kitties that had to wait 6 weeks before they could be adopted, and so that's kind of put us behind in our adoptions. Everybody was on hold for 6 weeks, so that was really challenging. But everybody is healthy and good to go home, and so we've got a lot of kitties that have been there for a few months that we would love to get into forever homes.
And can you kind of explain what panleukopenia is?
Panleukopenia is commonly referred to as feline distemper, but it's really a strain very similar to the canine parvovirus. Panleukopenia, though, is very deadly and extremely contagious. In order to rectify transmission, the shelter actually had to literally throw away every plastic item, every linen. We bathed all of our cats. It's just extremely resistant to disinfectants as well, but it's a horrible little virus, and we don't see it very frequently, and actually we have haven't seen it, you know, even since the existence of the shelter. This is something that we commonly vaccinate our pets for, so this is extremely important as to why to vaccinate your animals, because it has almost 100% mortality rate. Especially the strain of virus that we had was the per-acute form, meaning extremely rapid, with no symptom. Normally you would see lethargy or vomiting, high temperatures, fevers, things like that, for at least a couple days before you would have, presence of death, but we were not experiencing saying that at all. We had, you know, zero symptoms in any of our felines. So it was a very scary, very rapid strain that we were experiencing. So that's why it's critical now that once it's been the 6 weeks of the quarantine time, we want to get these guys placed and out of the shelter, since they've had to wait too long already.
And with having that and having to discard a lot of items, are you needing some more donations for certain items?
We are still. We've had a really wonderful response to our donation drives. We are still in need, though, of cat toys, and actually dog toys too, but cat beds, any fun items for the animals to keep them busy are always needed, and treats and toys. Catnip is always good for the kitties. Even your extra like shoe boxes or cardboard boxes are an easy item to donate. The cats love to hang out in boxes as well, and scratching posts and things like that. We've been pretty well stocked now to get reopened, but those items are things that don't last extremely long, so they'll all need to be replaced soon, I'm sure. Some more donations are always welcome.
And if people are interested in stopping by and seeing these felines, when is a good time to do that?
We are open from noon to 4 on Wednesdays, Fridays, Saturdays, and Sundays. And the shelter staff actually start their day at 8 o'clock every day, but we clean from 8 to 12 and get everybody ready before we open to the public. And then Tuesdays and Thursdays, we're there a little bit later. We're open from noon to 6 for the public.
Are there any of the cats that you want to highlight that you're really trying to help find homes?
My gosh, all of them. It's hard to pick favorites. You know, we have a senior cat that has kind of a deformed paw. Her name is Jada. She would be fabulous for a senior, living alone in a quiet environment with no other animals. She's just a quiet senior pet that is probably our longest term kitty. I think she's been there for over 6 months now. So, and our average length of stay for a cat is about a month and a half. So we've got all of these kitties that have been there for a few months now. And so it's not good for anybody. It's a temporary place. And so they get to be pretty stressed there after a couple months.
And then you also have dogs available for adoption. And you said right now you have quite a few small breeds. Is that right?
We do. We just took in a bunch of new dogs in the last week or so. So hopefully you'll be seeing them all on our website in the next week. We do have to hold new incoming strays for 7 days. And then we evaluate them and get them up for adoption. But we have lots of little dogs right now and large dogs. So if anybody's looking for a new four-legged friend outside to be their jogging buddy, we've got some good companions.
That's been today's Washington Page interview with Paws and More director Amber Talbot about the shelter's experience with panleukopenia and some discounted adoption fees. I'm Sally Hart with KCII News.